Okay, let's take up the next section in the Siman. Right? We already did Tanya Hilchsa. Now we're up to Yazvi Ufara. Okay, so now you have like this. Hahu de Omar le lechavre Havli Meya Zuzi Dozifsach. Okay. So we came across this case many moons ago. So what was it? The guy says to his friend, "Give me the money that I lent you." Right? So his response was, "It never happened." Right? It never happened. I never borrowed. Right? It never happened. Lo hayidvar me'olam. Okay. Always a safe thing to say. Ozil, except for here. I see Sahadi the Osve Upare. Then the Malva finds Adim that he borrowed and paid back. Strange case. Why would he do that? Who knows? The Lova brings? Who's bringing these Adim? What if they showed up? No, it says Ozil, I see. Strange. Strange, who would be motivated to do such a thing? Unless he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham like Malva. Yosef? I mean, Rabbeinu Chananel's gear says just Osu Sahadi. That makes sense. Maybe they came, whatever. Edom came. So anyway, however they came, Edom came and testified that he borrowed and paid back. Rashi. Right. Oso halva shezeh kofer vaday lova oso v'oso hayom. So that's what the Edom came to testify. They said that loan that he denied, he definitely took it out on that day. Oval lemocharzim la'achazman pare, but we saw him pay it back at a later date. Okay.
Why does he have to add then we already said Osama?
I guess he has to say they have to be able to identify that he is it's the same loan that he's denying. I mean, what does he have to
Osama, which is common
right. Because he was denying a specific loan, and you can't say that it was the guy's claiming a specific loan. So maybe 5 days later, he took out a different loan that's not due yet. I don't know. It has to be that specific loan that he denied.
Paid back on the back later.
Osa vosha ze kofer, vade lova osa, but osa yom. There was a specific claim. You borrowed money from me on April 1st. He said, I didn't. They said, no, we know for sure it was April 1st, and we saw him borrow the money. There's a specific contradiction. Okay, but we saw him pay it back. Okay, now it's just like this. So what does Abaye say? So Abaye says, my ni'avod. What should we do? Inhu omri ozve. Inhu omri pare. So they said, the Edom said that he borrowed, but the Edom also said that he paid back. So basically, when he came, was from his statement, we had nothing, right? There was nothing we could have done on his lo hayadvar me'olam. He would have been pater. So now we are able to establish the loan through Edom, but the same way we established it, it was satisfying. We established its satisfaction. Okay, so basically, we're throwing him out, and we're just going by Edom. So the Edom provided both the problem and the solution. Rava Omar, kol ha'omer lo lavisi ka'omer lo paroti dummy. Yeah. So Rava says, no. He says, whoever said I didn't borrow, it's as if he said I didn't pay back. So therefore, kevan to lo lava v'fi viburo. Lo poro. So since according to his statement he didn't borrow, Then he, according to his statement, he never paid back. He never paid. I have a reyesh edim shelovo, but now we have edim that he did borrow. So ne'emonim heim al halva'a. So we'll believe them about the loan. Ve'ein non ne'emonim al hapiron, but we don't believe them about the payment. Dehodoas baldin kemeya edim. Because the Hodos Baldin is like 100 witnesses. So it's an interesting thing. There's a small ritva on this. Interesting ritva. He says like this. It's funny he even mentions it. He says, the Imkain. Yeah. Rav Omar, Kol Omer lo lavisi, ka Omer lo parasi dami. Ika de kashalan, kevan de sahadi lo mehimne, nithlau de psule e de same.
Discrediting how you're saying throwing the
other half. Which witnesses don't grow? The date of birth is data.
Yeah, but then why should they lose? Why is he strong?
So he says, some ask, since we don't believe these witnesses, no, like Rashi says, in terms of the Piro'on, we don't believe them, right? Yeah. Al Piro'on, Einan Ne'amonim. So they are, so it's basically Adas, it's Batal Mektzaso. Sounds like a rule, right? So do we believe them or not? Are they trustworthy or not trustworthy? Mamar Shach. Right? So he says, Kevan, Desadi Lo Mehimne, we don't believe these guys. So must mean that they're not trustworthy. How do we believe them on the first half? Heyach halove muchzok kafron al piem. Yeah, that's the problem. He's saying, how could he be muchzok a kafron al piem? So he says, v'lav nilsehi. Not a good question at all. Nothing. Divadai ha'edim ksherim heim. Ela dekevan shehu kim mode al atzmo shelo pora. Who nizuk bin nechasov, who post lom all love. It is a strange expression. He's harming himself. He's damaged in his property. Funny expression. And he's postling them on it. Lefisho doaz baldin lechovaso tashiva lechiyuve kineged mea edem sheyeidu lezefuso. Yeah. Right. An admission of the Baldin against his self, right, against his interest, is considered a chiyuv against 100 edim who's being made on his zechus. Kidamrinan, hodas baldin, kimeya edim dami, vizet pashat. All right, but let's just, yeah, so it's mashman, it was me like this. And I think we had this. I think we had this this idea when we were doing the Sigyan, the Kal V'Chomer from Adam to Hodas Piv. That basically, it seems like the way the Ritva is learning is that he says basically Nizuk bin Nefas. In other words, he's establishing his Hodas against Lichiyuve is establishes the fact itself. A person's statement against his own interest is considered an established fact. And the only room for edus is on something that is open, on an issue that is open. So it's not that we're saying it's not that we're evaluating their testimony and negating it. Once he gives his hodah, there's nothing to be made on. And that's what it means. Hodos Baldin Kim Meya Adim Dami means the Hodos Baldin against establishes something establishes a fact, absolutely, like it was established by Meya Adim. But it doesn't mean that, but in truth, it's more than Adis. In truth, it's considered an intrinsic establishment. And therefore, there's no makom for Adim. It's not like hakasha. It's not like if he says something and Aiden says something, it's not hakasha. Oh, I know it's not. I know it's not. I know it's not the sugya in Karbanos, but Adam, the person is Naman Olav Yosef may Aiden, right? It means to say he is Naman. His hodas baal din establishes the reality to the absolutely as if it was established by Mei Edom. But it's not really a perfect analogy because Mei Edom would be offset by another Edom. But it means to say his is established absolutely as if it was established by Edom in the absence of any objection, any hakasha. But his is really more essential. Right. So therefore it's not a question of oscillating that. It's not a question of evaluating his nemanis versus their nemanis. If it was that's the question. If you held it's like a nemanis issue, it's interesting. If you held this really a nemanis issue, right, then if you held this really a nemanis issue, then you can't split the testimony. It's interesting. Not really a nemanis issue. But it's considered like an established fact. It's considered part of the fact. In other words, just like the taina of the Baal Din creates the controversy, so to speak, right? His claim, the toveya, the claim against the other party creates the controversy. So too within his own statement, that also creates the facts before based on. A statement against his a statement in his zechus creates a claim, but a statement in his chov is part of the as part of the taina creates is part of the very facts that's before based on. And like we were saying before, you only bring edim, so to speak, after taina in order to support the tainas. But if within one party's own taina is an admission, then that fact is simply not in controversy before Beis Din. So there's no makom for Edom to be mekayim something, right? It's not like once he's moda, essentially he's removing it from the realm of controversy, and now it's an established fact. But that establishment through the Baal Din is prior to any question of Edom, so it will negate the efficacy of the Edom. Yeah, as basically like the Ritva says, is that posh? Okay, so let's take the next question here. Yeah, so what's the machlokas of Baye and Rava? What's the machlokas of Baye and Rava? Abaye says what? He says since his edus, since the edim are the ones establishing the loan, right? Because he denied it, and we would have been believed. The Edom are establishing the loan. Therefore, they establish the payment. And Rava says no. Rava says his admission, his state, his denial of the loan is tantamount to an admission to its non-payment. Yeah, so it's a nice little question. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are different ways of looking at it, but I think what Chaim is saying is the general approach has got to be as follows, that Abaye's argument is there was no statement of his chayvus. There was no statement of his chayvus. Okay. He never admitted hodas baal din has to be a statement against interest. And on the fact that he provided was not against his interest. In other words, not having taken out a loan is not an incriminating fact. So therefore, it doesn't have the shame of Hodas Baal Din. That's one way to look at it. And Rava. Rava says Hodas Baal Din doesn't have to do with the chayvus, But it means to say any information provided on his own from his own mouth is considered to be a fact, whether it's his chayvus or not. Whether it's his chayvus or not, we'll have to tighten it up. In other words, this seems to be the way Abai is learning. Abai is learning like this. It would seem that Abai is saying, look, what was the statement of the Lova of the Nitan? It was Lo Hayidvar Me'olam. Okay, now that statement was negated by the Edom. Well, let's put okay, there are different ways. There are different propositions on the table. One, this is the way Moshe is saying. He's saying like this. He had a statement. Basically, the guy said to him, "You owe me money." He said, "I don't. I never happened." And that case is closed. That case is closed, swept away, and now Edom come, new case. New case, you can't take anything he said from before on a new case. Well, we never testified in this case. Well, what are you saying? There's nothing established. All the hodos went away with the last case. Where exactly are you putting it?
Why do you contend that this matter's closed, move on to the matter?
I would say like this. I would say like this. I would say that Abai is saying the entirety of his statement has been negated by these Edom. It was the Nitan has been refuted by Edom. So that's it. His whole statement is over. So all we have is Edom. And the Edom say yes, Edom say no. In other words, the Baal, the Nitan said, Lo Hayidvar Me'olam. Now that's a statement. And that statement contains, I don't know, it contains lots of implications. Fine. But his statement, the statement that he made was refuted by the Edom. So that statement is now bottle. So now all we have is the Edom. Because there was a hakhasha of the Baldin, but the Edom were maktish him.
How you extract information what the thing.
That's right. That's what it would seem. And Rava is saying, no, the hakhasha is only gonna be it's true that there is a hakhasha on the overt statement, but the implication of the statement was never the implication of the statement is still kayam.
What happened?
The implication of the statement is the hischaivus of the statement is still kayam.
Huh?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. So let's take a look at this Tosis. I think it helps because it provides some of the facts that you're questioning. Let's take a quick look at Tosis. Like Abaye Leislay. Abaye Leislay. Leislay. I don't know. Can Abaye not hold from this far? They call the Omer Levisi. Okay. It says Vaha Ditznan. Abaye Leislay. Stop. Vaha Ditznan Lamochor Omer Lotznevi. So it's a little bit confusing, but in other words, let's take the basic case in the Mishnah. Basic case in the Mishnah was the guy says to him on Monday, "You owe me," and he says, "Yes," right? And then the next day he says, "Give it to me," and he says, "I gave it to you." He's potter, right? But if he said, "Ein lecha biyadi," right? "No, I don't have anything of yours," he's chayav. Now, why should he be chayev? It must be because we established he took out the loan, and saying I didn't borrow is like saying I didn't pay. So how could a buyer negate this far? Am I right? So you see, it's obvious. When a person says he didn't borrow, it means he didn't pay. Oh, I'm so sure. The cave and Doma, 1 second. The time of the cave and Doma lo lova kihavi kimodesh lo para. So he says, Hosom leka edim the Omri para kihocha. So it tells us like this. Now, if a guy on his own admission says, on day one, I borrowed money from you. Yes, I did borrow money. Right? And then the next day he says, no, I didn't. So even Abaye would agree he's chayav.
Isn't that the implication
Well, let's clarify the question. Tosus is saying you can't say literally that lo lavisi doesn't mean lo parasi. Because if the guy says, I paid you back, he would have been believed. Right? On Monday, he says, you borrowed money from me. And he says, yes, I did borrow money from you. Right? And then the next day, he says, I paid you back. So he's putter. Not the Adam case, Yosef. The straight case, right? The second case is he says you have to be, but in the first case, he'll be potter. But if he says ein lecha biyadi, but if he says on the next day, no, I never borrowed anything, then he's chayev. So you see, if he says parasi, he's believed. He says lo lavisi, he's not believed. So that must be lo, like saying lo parasi. Lo lavasi is not lo para, is not parasi.
When you say lo lavisi, it's not believed.
That was, so that's what Tosus. So let's see. Tosus' answer is because in the Mishnah there were no Edom, right? Who said that he paid, right? In our case, there are Edom that say he paid, correct? So then you'll only be chayev if it's a hodas baldin. Correct? Mm-hmm. It's only the, but in the Mishnah, all you need is that it's not a statement of payment. In other words, in the Mishnah, right? So you say, yes, that's okay, I agree. But he's saying, in other words, in the Mishnah, it's not a, it was in the Mishnah, he established that he owed the money. And then he denied owing the money. But no Adam say he paid. So basically, you have his original admission that he owed the money and no statement of payment. Right? So that's why he's chayav. But over here, what do you have? You have his denial of the whole thing, correct? Then Adam say he borrowed and paid. Okay. No, because you have Adam say he borrowed and paid.
I'm saying when Adam comes and say he borrowed, it's like his commissioner where he's
exactly. Dead. Exactly. Now, when the Adam say he borrowed, now it's tamping onto the case in the mission. But when they say he paid, so then we don't care what he said. Then we don't care the fact that he didn't say he paid.
Just
failed. So what's the difference though? It's still a statement of non-payment. Right? It's not a statement of payments.
Right.
Well, no, the thing is, it's a statement of non-payment.
let's be very honest. Okay. So Tosha says, yeah. Kola Omer Lola Visi. Yes. Let's take this book to us very carefully. So he's saying, this is Rava, right? Whoever says I didn't borrow is saying I didn't pay back, right? That's Rava's statement. Correct. Good. Now he says, Va'abaye Leisle. So that means Abaye doesn't hold from that principle.
Oh, that's not a question mark.
I'm not reading it as a question. I'm not reading it as a question. Okay. Correct? Question mark or no question mark? Ian? No question mark. No question mark. Abaye does not hold, so now I'm supporting your way. Abaye does not hold that lo lavisi is a statement of lo parasi. And I said, aye, but what does Abaye do with the Mishnah? Right? What does he do with the Mishnah where he says, well, the reason he's chayev is because he said, I did because he says lo lova, right? It sounds like he's a modish lo para. The cave into Omar lo lova, lo lova, that's kim modish lo para. Now, is that true? So the question is, that sounds like it's a hoda, right?
There is.
So if that's a hoda, so then how could Abaye says kol shomer lo levisi, how could he disagree with kol shomer lo levisi lo parasi? Okay. tension. Tension is building. So he says, no. He says, Hasam leka edim de amri paro ki hachi. Okay. He says, Ulohachi abaye gufe yisli de parakama de bova basra. I couldn't find it in the name of Abaye there. But the kola omelo avisi, kevan de leka edim shapora. Yeah. But over there, it's still because there are Adim Shapara. Right. I'm not sure that's the way it's supposed to learn. I was looking at what? That over in the Mishnah, he made a statement against his interest. That he made a statement at first that he owed the money. And now Lola Visi simply means he's not saying that he paid. So he basically leaves it with the condition that he already established that he's Chayev. And he has not offered a statement of payment. But it's not an admission of non-payment. It's just it's not a statement of payment.
If the finishes blow low PC doesn't mean parati.
Correct. It doesn't mean parati. Right. It's not a statement of paying. It doesn't mean I satisfied it. It means to say he's just denying the whole thing. But it's still not chayv in the Mishnah because of an admission. He's chayv in the Mishnah simply because he didn't satisfy, he didn't make the proper claim that would have of parati that would have gotten off the hook. But over here that he has Aiden and say he paid. So he says since there's no hodah of parasi, he'll be pater. But according to Abaye, according to Rava, it's essentially a hodah as parasi.
Looking to keep the debate, he said, I don't remember.
But it does seem it's all totally on the idea that the statement of Lola Visi is not a statement about the Piran. You only take the manifest, the meaning of it, and you don't consider the implication as part of the statement itself. So all you have is a statement of Lola Visi. So in the Mishnah, we already know he paid. So this is irrelevant. We already established that he borrowed. He's not saying anything that is new, and therefore he's chayav. But in our case, I still think what we said before is right. In our case, all he said is lola visi, edim amakhish that. So now you simply his statement is negated. So the only thing we're left with is edim. The edim say he did borrow, and the edim say he paid back. Now, one second. Let's just take the end of the toast. This is a very interesting toast. He says, "V'im tomer amaylo matarzinan pacha dibura." And I think this is what you were saying. Why can't we be mataris dibura? Lo lavisi klomar lo amadati b'halvasi ella parasi. Why can't we say when the guy says lo lavisi, he means I'm not chayev to you anymore. It means I'm not in the loan anymore. I already paid it back. And there's precedent for such a statement, interpretation. And we happen to be lucky enough to have done this Gemara. Lo nitmesi, right? When the guy by the chattas. If the guy says, I was not tamei, we say he means lo amadati b'tumasi ever olo tavalti. So Adam said, you were tamei and you went into the mikdash, right? Whatever it was. And therefore you chayav chattas. And he says, lo, I wasn't tamei. So if you learn, so the Gemara says you can learn it as Matarzin Dibure, and we can say when he said he wasn't Tamei, he meant when he says I didn't become Tamei, he means to say I was Matar, I wasn't Bituma, I wasn't Omed Bitumasi. So you see, we had this idea of Matarzin Dibure. So why don't we say like this? He says lo lavisi. Adam say he did and he borrowed. What is? Don't we try? Shouldn't we try to make everything shtim? So we'll work it all out. When he said that he didn't borrow, he means he's no longer in the loan because he paid it back. Okay. So Omar Riva the hachalo ka Omar lo lavisi. El Eloi Dvar Meolam, as you said, Moshe. He says if he said lo lavisi, we'd have something to work with. But he said lo hayu dvarim me'olam. That you can't be mitaret dibur. In other words, according to the first teretz and tosos, you could be Mataris Dibur. And if the guy came in and that's what he said, Lo Lavisi, Enachanami, we might have said that that's certainly if he said Lo Visi Uparati. Even if you just said Levisi, according to the Riva, would be good. Yeah. But yeah. Since you said Lo Hayedvar Me Olam, then there's no Tiru. Then it can't be Matar Zibru. The Lo Shayach Le Tiruti Lishne. He says, Lo Perak HaKosev Kasha, the Omar, Omar, Oval Omri, Yasmi, Omar Lanu Abba, Lo Levisi, Nifroiman, Shalo Beshua, the Kola Omar, Lo Levisi. So, problem is, there's a Gemara that says by the Yisomim that if the Yisomim say, that our father told us he never borrowed from you, then they have to pay. Okay? So you see, in that Matarit Dibur of Lola Visi, it doesn't use the Lashon of Lohi Dvalmi Olam over there. It says Lola Visi, and they say Lola Visi is Lo Parasi. And therefore, he's going to the Yisom will be Chayev. Even though he didn't say that my father said Lohi Dvalmi Olam, he said Lola Visi. So maybe he meant, I'm no longer in that debt. Right? So you see that we're never Matarit Dibura, even when the guy gives a lashon that is open to some sort of a tirutz. You guys with me? Factually?
Yeah, but what's the case exactly that you saw him? Edom come and establish the loan?
After the Edom say, after the Yisomim say, my father told me he never borrowed from you. And then the same thing, Edom come. Right. So he says.
The Edom didn't say that. They just said they established the law.
I think it's, I don't know. It seems it's the same exact case. I didn't look it up, but it would have to be the same exact case.
Well,
the next time, right. Same item in the column, you can rub over it. Right, some Omar Lanu, Abba Lola Shalom B'Shvua. Without a Shvua, maybe that's the thing. The Kola Omar Lola Visi. Okay. So someone would say, no, that's just the Yisomim thing. We can't say if the father maybe was around, we could have been made the taina for him. But we can't be Matari's hearsay, whatever. He says, V'od yesh l'chalek d'hocha kishatoanin olav v'beisdin. Okay, hocha is back to our case. Yesh lo lohoshev bo inyan she yiftar ve ein lonu letaris devarav. A rough translation is he's saying that even if the guy would say lo lavisi here in Basin, and it's open to this interpretation of lo amadti behalvoa eleparati, like we would say by the tuma, he says that's nice by tuma and tara and carbon chatos and things like that. That's beino levein atzmo beino ben adam lamakom. He says, but over here it is a confrontational situation. There's a adversarial situation, and he has to give his best possible answer. And if he didn't say I paid you back, then we're not going to interpret Lola Visi in a more positive way.
Basically,
by another Lamakum, he can say, get off my, whatever, I don't have to talk to you, I don't have to answer you. Lonet Macy, get lost. But between two Balei Dinim, if he said Lola Visi, he had an obligation to give his best arguments, basically.
Right. And for his best, that's the other.
So we're not going to be matarets, right? We're not going to. That was basically, if he didn't give the taina of parasi, then when ain lanu latares devar, he has to be his own advocate over here.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I understand in the lashon is kishato anin olav bebasin. I'm not sure what he means by that. When we are towing on him in basin, I'm not sure what he means by that. Does he mean when we demand the taina from him? Yesh lo lahoshev b'inyan sheyiftar. I guess it means to say when someone is towing a guy in Basin, or when we take someone's taina against them in Basin, he has to be meshiv. Right. In other words, like this, he has to give a tainas petur. That's interesting. He'll only be pater because he does a maisa of tainas patur. We can't say a taina, right? That's not possible for this dude. One,
the fifth.
Let me just clarify something, right? I think when we say mitarez dibura, it means the basin will ask him. Is this what you meant?
Well, they can't ask
you. So that's what he's saying. And you can't do that to these. In other words, mitar, or at least the concept mitarez dibura means we can clarify the statement. But there's no ability to be to clarify the statement of the father from the assumption. I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. It was basically toasting like this. When we says kisha to'anin Allah of the basin, it means say like this. What do you have to say about this claim? That's what we say. Basin will say, and what do you have to say about this claim? Right? So he has to give, he has to be meshiv be'inyan sheyiftar. But we're not going to follow up and extract a patur from him. Right? Now, if he would himself say, right after he says, lola visi, I mean this, I think we would allow him to say that. Because I don't think it's the toin you can't do toin v'chozer v'toin, but you can be, you can clarify, you can explain yourself. You only can't be toin something else. That's generally the halacha. I don't know exactly all the details, but I know there's a difference between even toch de dibur. I mean, I don't know if that has to be toch de dibur or not, but you have to, you can clarify what you meant. You can't offer an alternative. So, but when we say that, but there are certain cases where we will be, there are certain cases where we will be towing for the person. In other words, there are certain unusual cases where the guy, by Lekufos, right? Got the cases already. You know the case I'm talking about? By Lekufos, we'll make a taina for them. But that's different. Because the guy himself has no idea what happened, so we'll assume things that he can't claim. But over here, that's what Tosa is saying. This whole thing is a milsad lo shchiach. The guy says lo lavisi, and this is what he means. Anyway, let's see. What's the sars though? We get down to some sars. So what do we say about the basic machlokus? And how does
Tosa?
No, it's going to the first answer. If the father was there, we would allow him to be matarius. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, we can't assume that answer because it's a Milsad Lo Shchiach. And the Asomim can't provide any more information because that's all their father told them. Right? Pointing to the last answer, even if the guy himself was here, he wouldn't accept any follow up.
Even though he.
In other words, what are the Asomim going to say? Oh, we meant to say that when my father said he didn't borrow, we meant. To say that he said he never.
No, aren't they going to say maybe when my father told us that he didn't borrow, he really meant that he paid it back?
So what's the basic? What's the best definition for a bay for the machlokas of bayin rov? There's an interesting Rambam Ravid on this. That it's a strange Rambam Ravid. The Rams are like this in Perek. Is it Vav Gimel? So of course the Malva is still denying it, right? So why is he chayev? Because whoever says I did not borrow, ubo edim shelova ka'omer lo parati. Okay, straight from the Gemara. V'nimtza. So it turns out now in this case, the Lova said I never paid. And the Adam said he did. Okay, now listen, everything up to there is perfectly fine. But then the Rama for some reason goes the extra step and he says, listen carefully. Now once again. The Malva said, you owe me the money. The Lova said, I never borrowed. Adam came in and said he borrowed and paid back. Okay, never borrowing is a statement of not paying back. So it comes out, Adam contradicted him on the fact that he took out the loan, and he is himself admitted that he never paid it back. Okay, so but the Rama says, and the Malva is still claiming he never got paid back. So he says, he's chayev to pay back, and the Malva does not have to take a shvuah.
Even though there's death.
Why? Sherei huchsak zeh kafron. He says, since this guy, the lovez huchsak to be a kafron. Okay, so then, now as normally, he's saying in other cases, if it wasn't like a kafron, he would have to be like, maybe he'll be a nishbav a notel.
But he's not going against.
He says the malve doesn't have to take a shura. The lovez hooks a kafron. Says, since the lovez hooks a kafron,
why can the who are you giving that? Who is the malve have to be mashpia for? To?
Yeah,
to pacify whom?
Before you did get money, because he was got to pay by the witness.
Well, that title he would pay back. That's why it is. It's a true second half.
That doesn't matter. That has to do with, doesn't that do with Nemanis? We don't care about Nemanis.
So that's an interesting thing.
I don't care about that. He didn't pay any more staff in this fact.
He says, right. So the Ravid says, he doesn't disagree with Allah, of course, but he just says, "Ein sarach lezehatam." When he says "Ve'ena malva chayv shu klal sherei huchsa kafron," the Rebbe says that's not the reason. You don't need this reason that since he's a kafron, that's why he doesn't have to take a shua. It's a very funny machlokas.
It's because he admitted
the
role. Means you don't take shuas.
Yeah. But he says, more like you're saying, because why should he take a shua? This guy basically admitted he owed the money. Right?
Yeah, the problem is that there's a weakness on the lender part, too. Because we Aiden contradicted him.
Oh, he said that I didn't even know. He's backtracking.
Because the guy who's looked at it, explicitly, because he said I never paid it back. So we don't care about that part of the lease.
Yeah, but now he's denying it.
Who's denying it?
The Lovez denying that he owes the money.
No, he's not.
Saying, "Why are you doing Armiola?"
That's not an easy thing to be. I didn't ever page back. That's an agreement.
No, it isn't. So why are they in court?
Maybe it's like Pogim Shtaro, the fact that there's Edom.
So in the Rishimos, the Rav has an interesting interesting point over here. So he quotes the Rambam and the Ravid, and he says like this. Venira. Yeah, so the Ravid is Masig, in Sarach Lazer, Kloma. She arrived Masig, she may acha, she kayemes hodot baldin, shel halove, shelopora, mehechi tisi, she yuchol lechayev hamalvish, the shova shelopora. Where would you think that he could be mechayev the malva to take a swear that he never got paid back? It would be like a pogim star type of situation. Melomar le rambam lichtov es atam, she halove, chuchsa kafron. What leg would he have to stand on? Venira shaliba da rambam be omar lo lavisi in chalos hodoas baldin lechol dine haTorah. It doesn't have a chalos of a hodoas din of a hodoas baldin for all halachic matters. Me'achash eino mode b'chiyuv.
Still there.
Right. Elachalos din hodot baldin benogei letainas parosi. Ulazeh bilvad cholo hodot baldin shelo yocho liton parosi. So it's a beautiful piece. I mean, he's trying to say like this, saying, you got to go down into the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. I mean, Abaye's point is that on its face, he's never admitting, there's no statement of his chayvus. He's saying lo lavisi. That's not a statement of ischayvus. So nonetheless, we say according to Rava that there's a hodas din doesn't need to be a hodas ischayvus. Any uvda, the way the Rav puts it is, if he's moda be uvda that creates an ischayvus in him, that's also considered a hodas. So he's moda not in the ischayvus itself, but his hodas here removes the ability to make the claim of parasi. It's a hodah in the sense that it negates his hodah's parasi, his tainas parasi. Okay, so he says, so therefore, the way he puts it, this is the way he sets up the machlokas. He says, Mira, Bira Machlokas, Ben Abaye LaRava, Shel Abaye Hodos Bal Din Chola Dafke B'Moda B'Fi of Mama. That side we got. U'Mishum Kach, B'Tainas Lo Lovisi, Leka Chalo Shem Hodos Bal Din, Kilo Hoda B'Fi of. V'Ula V'Ilu Rava Sover, Shiesh Chalos Din Hodos Bal Din, Gam B'Nogea Le'Uvdos, means events, things, like happenings. It's loose. But anyway, he keeps using that word because he doesn't want to give you a clearer definition. But I think we should try to work it out a little bit more. But anyway, but it's a beautiful application. So he says, that's what the Rambam is saying, basically. That, well, let's think it through. He's saying, if it was a hodos bal din lechol Torah, if it was a halos hodos bal din lechol dinei haTorah, then it would be 100% established in every regard that he owes him the money, and there'd be no basis to invoke to be mechayev shua. Okay, he says, but since over here it's just a hodos, that he can't make the taina parasi. So therefore, even though there are edim that he was para, right? So the edim are still kaim. It's just he can't say lo parasi. He can't say parasi, right? So he says, im kol zeh, ein bikach hodos bal din gemur b'chi of mamon, ulekach sokadet chamina sheyokol halove lashbia esatoveya shlo para. Kamash malon shemi shehuchla kafar and enu yochol lechayev shavua.
Why would he be?
Was not admitted to it.
One second. So that's going to be a regular four meter with a Nikitas Hefes, not a Hesses.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's not made by Shavua.
It's not a Maybach Shua, right?
That depends.
It would be some kind of Shua like Rav Papa Shua. It would be like a Rav Papa Shua, yeah. But again, what's he saying? He's saying that according to the Rambam,
it's not the same as saying anything.
He's also not
entitled
because it's supposed to be
that's what he's saying.
He's saying, right, he's saying the statement that I said once, he says, Lola Visi, that's a Hodo'o. It's only chal as a hodah b'nogei l'tainas parasi. So now the taina parasi is gone because he said lo lavisi. So now what are the facts? So now it comes out like this: you have edim to the halva. He's barred basically from saying, from claiming he didn't pay back. He paid back already because it's based on his own admission. But you still have edim who are saying he paid back. So you have edim who said he paid back. He's just barred from making that claim. And the Malveh is saying he wasn't paid back. So maybe it's not so posh. Maybe, so in other words, it's not like everything has been settled. If it was a hodos bal din lechol dinei Torah, then it would be, then the Edom, there'd be no makom for the Edom. It's just over here. You know, it works out very nicely, actually. I mean, the way we were saying that was, Edom can only come on your claim, right? He's saying over here it comes out like an interesting kind of. It's not right. He's simply precluded from his claim because of his hodah, but but that doesn't negate the fact that there are Edom who say he paid. Afshiyish Edom shapara. So there is some kind of a. There is some kind of a contradiction to the taina of the malva. So he says, so you might say we can force him.
Yes.
We can force the malva.
Yeah, I
have to think of it a little more.
There are different defenses.
But right.
Doesn't mean that he owes them. Just...
Right. So that's his chiddush. You want to say that's the difference between the Rambam and the Raivad. The Raivad is learning. Lo lo vasi is Ki'ilu Omar Parasi. And it has the full strength of a Hodas Baldin Lichovaso. And that is the, and according to the Machlokish, that's Machlokish Mibayim Rava. all the implications are contained in the statement of lo lavasi. So it's essentially a statement of chiyuv, and it has the full force of hodos bal din, the whole dine Torah. Therefore, it's like the edem are kamisha eno. So there's nothing to talk about, because he's essentially a modeb bechovaso, and the whole thing is. But according to the Rambam, it just is a hodah the gabe his taina of parasi, but not it's not really a complete settlement of the entire case. The case is still open and still has to be judged. And the thing is, it's judged in the absence of his ability to say parasi. So maybe in terms of that, you can be mechayev shvuah, because there still is some kind of a din. Basically, according to the Rambam, the din is over. Right?
Why don't we say it again? Against him, and so that's it.
Because technically speaking, Adam can only support a taina, and he has no taina of parasi.
Is that the machlokas Abai and Rava? Like Abai holds the Adam can climb, as Adam are saying that, and Abai just holds.
So Abai, the Malva comes in and says you borrowed. The Lova says I never borrowed, and then Adam came in and said he borrowed and he paid back. And the basin says to the Lova, what do you say about this? And he drops dead. He drops dead.
Right.
Never got a chance to respond. I think it's at least Pater. But you show him a Pater. No?
Right. There'd be Pater.
Be Pater, for sure.
Because, right, Abai doesn't, once the Edom say he paid it back, so then that's a buy it.
But I'm saying the Edom come in because of their relevance to contradict the Lova. But yes. You can't halfway. That's what he's saying, Ma'aniyavit. We can't take them in halfway.
Right. Even though there's no claim of parasi on the part of the Lova for them to support that he paid it off.
Right. I'm just saying Adam have to come in to answer to either support or be makha something.
Right. They're contradicting the Lova, his claim of Lova.
They're contradicting the Lova. Which is, you know, usually gonna be it's usually going to be a simultaneous type of an action. You're going to be contradicting one and supporting the other. But that's what everybody's saying. Ma niyavet. Once they're here, we have to take them in total.
Right.
That's assuming that there's only one. There's only that the original statement only has the overt content. It doesn't contain an admission. If it contained an admission, then you would be able to do something. Then the edus. Then essentially the aegis of paying back is nullified, is no longer relevant. So then you can take, then you only have one actionable piece of testimony that he borrowed.
Right, if you had a real hodas ba'din, you mean?
You have a real hodas ba'din.
Right.
Right, I mean, you're saying that the way the Rav is putting it, he's kind of taking out the hodah. He's making the hodah just like a negation of the ability to say I paid back, as opposed to a full fledged hodah that I didn't pay back. That right.
Yeah, he's putting that into Rava. You know, like Raven maybe argues that's a chlokas about in Rava, but he's saying Rav himself who says that.
He's saying Rav himself holds it's not a real hodah. It's not a true hodah. It's a hodah, it's not a hodah of a chiyuv. It's a hodah in the sense that it stops, to throw a legal term, it stops his defense, an estoppel on his defense. But it means to say that he can't say something that contradicts his statement. So it's a hodah in the sense that it removes his ability to claim. Now, one second, but you're saying, so maybe a buy holds, you don't need his ability to claim. As long as Adam come, what's the difference? And Rava is saying, if he can't make the claim, then the Adam can't support him. That's what you're saying?
It's more of a universal
thing. Yeah. Redefine the
whole piece.
Yeah, no, but no, in other words, I don't like the way he phrases it over here. When he says, it's chalos din hodos bal din b'nogei l'tainis paros. You're right. Ein chalos or ein chalos hodos bal din l'chol dine Torah me'achar she'eino modem b'chiyot. El chalos din hodos bal din b'nogei l'tainis paros. Right. So I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that, no? You know, the way I was thinking about it, the way I was interpreting his statement over here, before you teased out the other implication is that according to the Rambam, it was according to the Ravid, once he says, Lo visi, Rava holds, it's a statement of his chayvus, of Lo Porosi. And essentially, the din is complete. You don't need a din anymore. There is no inyan of din. It's essentially like he halach. Essentially like he gave it back to him. It's settled. Ene adayanim, it's settled. It's like it no longer exists. You understand? But according to his way, the way I was interpreting it, it means it's a little different over here. It's not, if it was a statement about the hischaivus, says, yes, I am chayiv you the money, that would be the end of it. But here it's a stranger situation. He's not making a statement of hischaivus, but it's essentially like he is entering in a plea of guilty. But there still is a din that has to be, that becomes a primary piece of evidence that the Beis Din will be machria on. And there's only one way they can be machria, but it still requires a achras Beis Din because it's not a settlement. It's not a statement about the hischaivus. He's implicated himself. He's fatally implicated himself, and it's irredeemable. But it's not just he can't say parasi. It's like he's already entered a statement of low parasi. It's not just a negation of saying parasi. It's attributed to him a din of paras of low parasi, but it still is a din. It still is a taina. It's not if it was a statement behes chayvus, it would be like a chazaras. It would be like a halach. It would be like a settling up. But it doesn't have that quality of a hodos chiyur. It simply has a form. It's as if he has the taina of lo parasi. So that's it. He's stuck. But therefore, it still requires based into to settle to be machria and give a guide. And therefore, you could say it's still open to the possibility of Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if that makes perfect sense, but that I thought the direction he was taking it in.
I hear you say for expounding what I'm saying.
I'm agreeing with that formulation of Ma'akev the Taina. I have to say it's more than Ma'akev the Taina.
Right.
Otherwise, you get it right. You're going to get into big problems. Okay. What I'm trying to say is like this. According to the Rambam, the Tainas are still present. Of the Taina of the Malva and the Taina of the Lova. The only thing is the Lova is locked in to a Taina against himself. But since the Taina is still open, maybe I can force the Malva to take a shore and the Taina still. That he can't do because he's a kafir. The Lova is a kafir. But according to the Ravid, if it's a statement of Chiyuv, then we don't need the Taina of the Malva anymore. It's essentially all because of the Lova's admission of Chiyuv. Admission of Chiyuv means I can be Dan the Din myself, essentially. There's no makom for to make the malva take a shvur because he's no longer operating on taina. But the Rav is saying that that's nafkmina. What even within Rava, to what degree does this hodah? To what degree does this count as hodah? He did exactly. He didn't admit the chova. He just entered an irreversible taina of lo parasi. But then the other taina is still good. That's very, to me, that's very clear. So it's a very good distinction. All right.
So what would be the shrua that he's not doing?
The shrua would be the malvas taina of law of that I didn't get paid back.
You can maybe force him to take a shrua.
Maybe he can force him to take a shrua.
Can you do that with him? I thought it was just a start.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Why would they do that?
No, he's saying we had a case. The only case we had of this sort would be when you have a shtar. But you're saying like, yeah, I don't know.
The Edom are just there.
In other words, where is this shvur of the Rambams that the Malva should have to take? So it's good because I remember we had this idea in Rav Papa that it's a din of a shvur It's a zechus of the lova to have a tashlumen with the shua. He can demand that the tashlumen is only ayde shua. Remember that? So that's what this would be. Basically, just like by Rav Papa, where he's going to win on the shtar, but he has a right to say the takana of Rav Papa is essentially a tashlumen, is a zechus tashlumen. I'll pay, but I have a zechus of tashlumen b'shua. So this lova also would say, okay, I'm going to lose, and his taina is going to be accepted because I don't have a taina to count. I'm basically locked into a taina that admits to him, but still, I want the tashlumen to be aydish, that he might have a right to. But since he's a kafron, that makes perfect sense. Now that he's a kafron in that very thing, he can't demand that. That's actually pretty good. If you use that svara, that Rav Papa's din is not playing, not, you can learn Rav Papa is limited to the din of the shtar. I don't think it's going to work out, right? But if it's a din of tashlumen, it's a zechus of the lova to have tashlumen through shua, then why shouldn't this lova have it?
It's usually a shtar, but that's a normal.
No, the zechus of forcing the shua is that you are, is that your claim has validity. It's just you're going to lose. But if your whole claim is bottle, is undermined, you have no zechus. You have a zechus if it's a payment under the rest, because you're tain. You can say I'm omid in my taina. But if it was negated, there's nothing to be omid in. Yeah.
I see. I mean, like the.